Welcome to The Good Stuff. Here we are, Mike and Kim Burge, ready to share some good things to help make your day go a little better, along with all the other stuff that keeps happening. Hopefully this helps out a little bit. Mike?
Well, I just want to tell everybody Merry Christmas from Tri-State Livestock News. Of course, it is what ranchers read. Also, safe driving for the holidays from WW Tire Service, 8 locations across Central and Eastern South Dakota. And don't forget, happy holidays from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. Make plans to add Medora, North Dakota to your vacation next year to visit the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. And a Merry Christmas, everyone.
And ranching, breeding markets, agriculture. Ever wish you had a single source for all your livestock news? What if I told you about Tri-State Livestock News? They offer all that and more. No need to roam for information. Just you and the latest in livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed, stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them online at tsln.com.
Well, I have a few more of those. You might have been raised on a ranch or a farm or in rural parts of the country.
Oh, okay.
Just a couple of those for you today.
Yeah, I relate to those entirely too easily.
Well, your morning breakfast usually consisted of bacon, eggs, pancakes, and or hash browns, and your diet radically changed after you no longer lived on the farm or ranch.
Yep.
Your classroom was nearly empty when deer hunting season opened, or so you were told. You were one of them.
Yes.
You might have been raised on a farm or ranch if you intimately knew every road for miles and every two-track road through the fields as well. If you grew
Very
up in
good.
The country, I'm sure you did do that.
Yep.
And you might have been raised in the country at least once in your lifetime. You have driven a tractor, a four-wheeler, a horse, or a snowmobile to school.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that happens. So, Kim, what are you going to share
absolutely.
Today?
Absolutely. Well, I don't know who all remembers Zig Ziglar, but I would suggest anyone who says no to that, look him up and dig a little deeper. Zig Ziglar. I've got I Believe in Christmas. And they're kind of a series of little short stories I'll be sharing as we lead up to Christmas. This one is I Believe in Christmas. It's the first Christmas I can remember. It arrived just 7 weeks after the deaths of my father and baby sister. To make matters worse, it was in the heart of the Great Depression. Things were tough. All of us children who were older made what income contributions we could, but the truth was my mother had 8 of her 11 children remaining, still living at home, and 6 were too young to work. Understandably, the Ziglar kids were concerned about what kind of Christmas it would be. The good news is that, though our grief was fresh, we still celebrated Christmas. We received no toys that year, but much to my delight in my gift box, I found 3 English walnuts and something I had never tasted before, raisins. They were absolutely delicious. Mama prepared her wonderful molasses candy, and we had a small cedar tree. And my mother read the Christmas story like she always did. My 6th Christmas will always have great memories for me. We celebrated the birth of Christ, even in hard times, because we believed in Christmas. Zig Ziglar. Okay, Mike, here is a side note. These are some things that are older than you might think they are.
Like me.
That's right. Exactly my point. Tiffany. Tiffany was the 11th most popular name in the 80s.
Oh, really? The name, not the store.
Right.
Okay.
Tiffany's. Yep. And you know, you thought it had never been around before.
True.
But that's not true.
Okay. Untrue.
Okay. That's right. Theophania is actually the original name, and it means the appearance of God, but that was in the 1500s.
Wow.
And it became Tiffany, spelled a little different, but it did become Tiffany in just a couple hundred years. Now, interestingly enough, it started a phenomenon called Tiffany problem.
Tiffany problem?
Yeah. And that's the accurate historical information that doesn't feel accurate. So when you hear Tiffany, you think 11th most popular name in the 80s. Yeah, that makes sense. It must have been new, but it wasn't. It was from the 1500s, and that's a Tiffany problem.
I have a question for you. Did you know that nutmeg is a hallucinogenic in lots of doses?
Oh, lots of doses?
Yeah, if you take
a lot of
it.
I was going to say my eggnog, it's not enough.
So watch that eggnog, okay?
Oh, that maybe explains why I see Santa every time I have eggnog.
If you have items to share with us on The Good Stuff so we can share it with everybody else out there, just send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. You've been listening to The Good Stuff.